Former Trump official testifies before Congress that Iranian assets have almost certainly penetrated the U.S. southern border and are here, waiting to attack us. Big tech, led by IBM, Apple, and Microsoft, are embarking on a new systematic program of racial and gender discrimination. If you are a white male, you need not apply for the top jobs at those companies, according to some expert. One of America's most well-known philanthropic organizations gets hit with a lawsuit alleging that it cooperates with the government to silence the voices of conservative Americans. And Yuval Noah Harari is back in the spotlight, making the World Economic Forum's case for a depopulated world. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The Epoch Times reports that federal Homeland Security officials must assume that hundreds of Iranian-funded terrorist operatives with Hamas, Hezbollah, and similar groups are in the United States and can carry out lethal attacks across this country as soon as Iran gives them the green light. That's according to witnesses who testified at an October 25th hearing of the House Committee on Homeland Security. Committee's chairman, Congressman Mark Green, Republican of Tennessee, asked former Ambassador Nathan Sales, quote, "What guarantees do we have," end quote, "that Hamas and other Iranian-backed terrorists aren't among those more than 1.7 million illegal immigrants who have crossed the southern U.S. border since 2021? Sales replied, quote, "I don't think we have any guarantees, Mr. Chairman. I think we have to assume the worst. We know that Iranian-linked terrorists have been found in the United States," end quote. He pointed out that prior to the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks from Gaza on Israel, quote, 128 Hezbollah operatives have been arrested here over the years by the FBI, end quote. Hezbollah, like Hamas, is funded, equipped, and directed by Iran's radical Islamic regime. Sales added, quote, "Within that population of however many millions or hundreds of thousands of known gotaways, we should not assume that they are all perfectly clean," end quote. Sales, he was ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism, as well as acting undersecretary of state for civilian security, democracy, and human rights under President Donald Trump. He also served in the Trump administration as special presidential envoy to the global coalition to defeat ISIS. Sales told the House panel in his prepared testimony that Iran, quote, is actively plotting to assassinate a number of former senior U.S. officials here on American soil, end quote. New Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, has displayed a unique ability to get to the heart of the matter when discussing important issues during his relatively brief congressional career. Take, for example, his incredibly poignant analysis of the social media platform Twitter before it was acquired by Elon Musk. Johnson, well, he was one of the few politicians who called a spade a spade and did not pull punches when it came to Twitter's track record of censorship and abuse targeting American patriotic conservative voices. Watch this.
What you've documented carefully in the Twitter files are a couple of key facts. You'll hear, people will hear a lot of things today, but this is what they need to know. The federal government, from Democrat members of Congress to intelligence agencies, including the FBI, used Twitter and other social media companies to censor Americans' speech. If the alarm bells are not going off, then you're not paying attention. Over the past 3 years, documents show, they prove what you guys have uncovered here, is there's communication between Twitter and the FBI. It was constant, it was pervasive. Twitter was basically an FBI subsidiary before Elon Musk took it over. The Twitter files revealed that by 2020, Twitter was engaged in open information sharing with the intelligence community, and now we know there were many intelligence agencies apparently involved in this. The FBI pressured Twitter to act on election-related tweets leading up to the 2022 election. Of course, they did it in 2020 as well, and Twitter dutifully censored content as a result. Twitter executives restricted accounts. They censored speech that conflicted with the left's narrative. Twitter has used its internal tools to control and manipulate considered misinformation, and who was determining that? It was the government bureaucrats. Documents show that Twitter used visibility filtering to restrict certain accounts and posts and removed people from the platform altogether. The Twitter files should be a matter of bipartisan concern for every member of Congress and every American citizen, because it is a bedrock principle of our constitutional system that the government does not get to decide what speech is acceptable or true. Under the First Amendment, Americans have a right to speak freely, regardless of whether their speech upsets their preferred narrative. In fact, that's when it needs the most vigorous protection. Everybody on the left used to believe in that, or at least they purported to. Government and media fact-checkers frequently get things wrong. The American people can't and shouldn't rely on so-called experts to be the arbiters of truth, disinformation boards, and the like. It doesn't matter what political party you're in, government should not suppress important debates and public discourse. Gentlemen.
Well said indeed. Johnson also did not hesitate to call out Nancy Pelosi for her unprecedented antics during President Trump's State of the Union address. Here he is on the Tucker Carlson Show.
So you were obviously watching there at the State of the Union. When you saw the speaker rip the president's speech into pieces, did you take that as a sign of politeness, as an expression of kindness and friendship?
No, of course not. I mean, it was a shameful display. It was stunning, really, to many members sitting in the House. It was totally unprecedented. It was shameless, and it was also unlawful, Tucker. You know, a lot of people have been talking about this the last 48 hours, and I did a little legal memo to point out to my colleagues that she actually committed a felony when she tore that paper up. It wasn't just any copy of the State of the Union address. It was the copy, the original. And we have over two centuries of custom and tradition, and of course the Constitution that calls for the State of the Union address, that when the president delivers the copies to those top legal officers, the two top legislative officers in that co-equal branch of government, those are the official documents of the House. And if you tear those up, you violated a specific statute in the criminal code.
The Daily Wire reports that computer giant International Business Machines, also known as IBM, has recently sponsored at least two discriminatory paid internship opportunities, one that bars white and Asian applicants, and another that is only for women, with an exception for men who identify as women. The two paid internships, well, they are held in conjunction with the American Physical Society, APS. That's a nonprofit organization that says it is, quote, working to advance and diffuse the knowledge of physics through its outstanding research, journals, scientific meetings, and education, outreach, advocacy, and international activities, end quote. Quote, applicants must be female, including all students who present or identify as women and or trans women, end quote. So reads the eligibility requirements for the internship for undergraduate women. Description of the internship for so-called underrepresented minorities asserts that, quote, applicants must be underrepresented minorities, end quote, before listing off the approved racial backgrounds of African American, Hispanic, or indigenous. David Bernstein, a professor at George Mason University's Antonin Scalia School of Law, well, he told the Daily Wire that these internship programs clearly violate Title VII, as the statute, quote, does not allow for race or sex-based preferences for employment, except perhaps as part of bona fide affirmative action programs initiated to redress past discriminatory policies, end quote. Quote, even in such cases, companies may not have a 100% quota based on race or sex for specific positions, including internships, end quote. That's what Bernstein clarified. The application site goes on to explain that there is no citizenship requirement and that, quote, any student who identifies as a woman and an underrepresented minority is eligible to apply to both internships, end quote. The internship is intended to, quote, encourage women and underrepresented minorities to pursue graduate studies in science and engineering, end quote. Those selected for the program will work with an IBM mentor at one of the company's offices. Discriminatory programs are becoming, well, commonplace in corporate America, especially in the tech industry. Apple, for instance, will host entrepreneur training programs that are open only to companies with leaders who are women or who are not white or Asian. That's what an investigation from the Daily Wire revealed. Apple's program, well, it's similar in that it gave a nod to men who identify as women with a disclaimer that reads, quote, Apple believes that gender expression is a fundamental right. We welcome all women to apply to this program, end quote. Tech giant Oracle, well, they have a similar program, and they hosted their internship and scholarship program that also barred white and Asian students from applying on the basis of their race. That's what the Daily Wire also uncovered. Meanwhile, Microsoft, well, they put a cap on the number of white and Asian applicants who could apply for a prestigious fellowship. The Aspen Institute, a well-known philanthropic foundation funded by Bill Gates, George Soros, and other far-left billionaires, has been hit with a lawsuit claiming it works with the federal government to facilitate online censorship of Americans. According to Reclaim the Net, the public interest law firm American First Legal, or AFL, has fortified its legal fight against alleged collaborated censorship by big government and tech giants. AFL recently added the Aspen Institute into its lawsuit. Previously, the lawsuit was directed towards the Election Integrity Partnership and Virality Project, two entities that were implicated in the systematic suppression of digital free speech. It's alleged that the Aspen Institute, EIP, and VP, they have worked in concert with various tech powerhouses and governmental bodies, launching a concerted attack on free online expression during both the 2020 and 2022 electoral seasons. The Aspen Institute, well, they have been funded by billionaire globalist George Soros and Bill Gates. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they reportedly donated over $100 million to the Aspen Institute between 2003 and 2020. And George Soros' Open Society Network, well, they supposedly funded the Institute with upwards of $3 million during the same period. In September 2020, Aspen Institute's Vivian Schuyler hosted an event that AFL claimed was designed to manipulate social media engagement in the event of revelations related to Hunter Biden. Twitter files, well, they provided additional analysis stating that the exercise, it was intentional and designed to create a controlled narrative about the Biden family scandal on social media. And further evidence, well, it was provided by emails purportedly exchanged by the Aspen Institute and key players in the EIP and VP. In other news, Israeli historian and World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari, well, he's back in the public eye, making the forum's case for a depopulated world. Harari doesn't come right out and say, let's kill off half or more of the human beings on the planet. No, he's much more subtle, and it's kind of done in a roundabout way. But indeed, he approaches the subject. In fact, listen carefully to the philosophy of the most dangerous organization on the planet that most Americans have never heard of. That, of course, is the World Economic Forum and its chief philosophical advisor, Yuval Harari. Watch this.
In the book, if I understand it correctly, you argue that actually the amazing breakthrough that we are experiencing right now not only will potentially make our life better, but they will create, and I quote you, new classes and new class struggles, just as the Industrial Revolution did. Can you elaborate for us?
Yes, in the Industrial Revolution, we saw the creation of a new class of the urban proletariat. And much of the political and social history of the last 200 years involved what to do with this class and the new problems and opportunities. Now, we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Well, there you have it. A clear hatred for the human race. Perhaps someone should remind Mr. Harari that he is also a human and he is in desperate need of a more human worldview instead of a technocratic pragmatism. Perhaps Mr. Harari should take a look at Jesus Christ and what he taught about the value of human life. 50-year-old man who identifies as a girl recently competed in a swimming event against 13-year-old girls. I kid you not. The man, who goes by the name of Melody Wisehart, was able to use the girls' locker rooms to change, and he swam against 9 13 to 14-year-old girls during the competition held near Toronto, Canada. The biological man, who is a professor at Toronto's York University, where his research areas include children and youth, well, he took part in the competition held at the Markham Pan Am Center. That's north of Toronto. Officials at the pool, well, they initially denied he was competing in the girls' race after facing questions. Yet, Rebel News, they grilled the competition officials, and they had to finally admit that he did, in fact, take part and was on the official list of competitor. We'll be right back after this break.
Natural energy and health drink developed by Brannon House several years ago with a team of experts. Extractivity supports a healthy heart, strong immunity, skin, hair, and nails, cognitive health, and cellular health. This all-natural energy drink is loaded with antioxidants. But don't take our word for it. Do your own research to find the benefits of red wine extract, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Brannon credits Extractivity in part for his abundance of energy and good health. Order your 30-day supply now at mystore.com. Be sure to use the promo code on the screen for a generous discount. Extractivity, your all-natural source for energy and good health. Find it at mystore.com.
Welcome back. Before we continue, let me once again thank you for making this broadcast possible. But not only this broadcast, folks, your support through our WVW Foundation makes Worldview Report possible, my radio show Worldview Radio, that's on 64 terrestrial stations nationwide through the great VCY America network. I then push that out as a TV show as well for free for people to watch. I'm able to produce Brannon House Live, that's 90 minutes live each night. Then we have Worldview Financial Report. I now have Worldview Report Sunday. That's a one-hour Sunday morning news magazine program. If you don't catch it live, we put it online for free on demand for you to watch when it's convenient for you. I also teach a Bible study, a Bible class on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central at worldviewtube.com. I've been teaching that Bible study on Sunday nights since 2015. All of these things are made possible in part by you. You know, we also have a reporter on the ground in Israel now, Aaron. Providentially, God brought Aaron to us. We built a relationship with him via the airwaves. He came to our studio in the Mid-South a few months ago. We got to meet him in person as he traveled here from Israel. And now we've made him our paid reporter on the ground. Perfect timing as his tours that he leads in Israel have been interrupted due to the war, so he's out of a job. So we said, you know what? Why don't you come work for us? And so because you partner with us, we're able to hire a reporter in Israel on the ground. In fact, we just ordered up some new equipment for him, microphone, camera, other things. So again, when you work with us and partner with us, we're able to expand free ministry programming to you. And boy, are we growing. We have some big things in the making. We're going to be very excited to announce to you some new things coming that allow us to have reporters in various places. Just watch. And again, I want to thank you for helping make it all possible, because in part, that's how we do this. Through our WVW Foundation. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. We are looking for more supporters. And the more support we have, the more, well, programming we produce and push out free of charge. If you go to WorldViewTube.com, you'll see this show and all my shows that I produce. They're online, clearly organized for you to watch on demand, live, or, as I said, on demand, free of charge. And we pay the bandwidth bill. So thank you for partnering with us at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. The largest bank in the world in terms of assets, JP Morgan Chase, well, they have quietly released a new blockchain-based system that tokenizes assets and can effectively convert cash, land, and other physical assets into a digital asset. Its first client, BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world. Well, they use JP Morgan's newest tokenized collateral network, or TCN, quote, to turn shares in one of its money market funds into digital tokens, which were then transferred to Barclays PLC as collateral for an over-the-counter derivatives trade between the two institutions, end quote. That's what Bloomberg reported, citing Tyrone Laban, head of OniX Digital Assets at JP Morgan. According to OniX website, powered by JP Morgan, the TCN, quote, is an application enabling investors to utilize assets as collateral, transfer collateral ownership without moving assets in underlying ledgers while remaining invested, starting with money market funds, end quote. Well, the mega bank, they added that the TCN can provide, quote, real-time transfer of collateral ownership, end quote, among other features. Ed Bond, who is head of trading services at JP Morgan, added that beyond cash, the bank foresees using this platform to use other assets as collateral, including equities and fixed income. Bloomberg, well, they echoed Citibank's touted benefits of this new blockchain network in relation to the new TCN. The publication wrote, quote, blockchain proponents say that using the technology will make it easier for financial institutions to use their shares in money market funds as collateral because they won't have to redeem them from cash as they currently do when using traditional processes. That would make the transactions faster and potentially reduce risk during times of market stress, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. If anyone deserves credit for the ascendancy of Mike Johnson to the speakership, it's Congressman Matt Gaetz, who had the audacity to go against his party's leadership and call for a vote of no confidence regarding Rhino Kevin McCarthy. It was a gamble that paid off, and paid off big, as we all now see. Apparently, we now have a legitimate conservative as speaker and someone, unlike the pretender McCarthy, who is not afraid to challenge the Biden regime. It's been many, many decades since there has been a real conservative in the speaker's position. You might have to go back to Newt Gingrich, and even he was not as reliably a conservative as Johnson himself appears to be. Gaetz of Florida, Republican, on Wednesday of this week, declared the election of Johnson as House Speaker a sign of the strength of the MAGA movement in the GOP and the waning power of the swamp. After a three-week leadership void in the House, the GOP conference, well, they chose Johnson as their speaker. He went on to win 220 votes in the first floor ballot on Wednesday. Gates, well, he touted Johnson's victory as an example of the growing power of the MAGA movement on Capitol Hill. Gates told Steve Bannon's War Room podcast on Wednesday, quote, "The swamp is on the run. MAGA is ascendant. If you don't think that moving from Kevin McCarthy to MAGA Mike Johnson shows the ascendancy of this movement and where the power in the Republican Party truly lies, then you're not paying attention," end quote. Gates, well, he accused the former speaker of attempting to sabotage the chances of the last four nominees, including Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, Tom Emmer, and even Mike Johnson, while maneuvering in the shadows to get himself reelected. Well, that backfired, and it backfired big time. Johnson, the most conservative of the lot, well, he ended up getting the votes he needed to win. Johnson, make no mistake, will not be able to fix America's problems by himself. But let's pray. This is the critical first step toward a broad cleansing of Washington's globalist deep state operatives and the eventual replacement of those traitors with American patriots, constitutionalists. Let's pray and pray hard. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. If you appreciate this broadcast, then we appreciate your support. There are a few ways you can support us. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. When you go there, scroll down the page till you see the little graphic of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone. Click on that, the radio and podcast specials, and boy, you got some specials there. You get another $10 off slippers. There's all kinds of Giza Dream Sheet specials, towel specials. They're all there. And these make great Christmas gifts, by the way. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. You can also go to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. There you can get your own emergency medical kit from the wellness company. This was put together by my friend Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, and others. Ivermectin, amoxicillin, other antibiotics that you will want to have on hand in case there is an interruption in just-in-time inventory, the power goes out, critical infrastructure, bank cards go down, anything that would stop us from making the normal transactions available to us. So my family and I, we received four of these that we bought in the mail. And I hope you'll order up your urgent medications to have on hand as part of your preparations in case there's something bad that happens. We pray it doesn't, but it's better to be prepared. twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Are you looking to diversify your portfolio into precious metals, a hard asset, something as a hedge against inflation, or move your IRA into gold? Then you might consider getting the free, no obligation packet of information from Wes Peters. You don't even have to call Wes. We've been working with Wes and Swiss America for about 17 years now. You don't even have to call him. You can just text him at 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. Say, hey, Wes, I'd like to get that free no obligation packet of information on precious metals, how to put gold into my IRA, the difference between numismatic and fresh bullion. What is MS61, MS62, MS63? What do these ratings mean, Wes? He can send you a packet of information that explains it all. They're interested in education, not twisting your arm. That's why you don't even need to talk to him, because he's not trying to sell you anything. He's trying to give you free information so you can do your own homework and due diligence. Then you can have a conversation with him. So if you want that free, no obligation packet of information, all you got to do is text him 602-558-8585. Wes was recently at my Ozarks Worldview weekend last weekend. Had a lot of his clients standing around him, visiting with him. That says a lot about him and the company, doesn't it? That they show up at my national conference, because it means he's got happy, happy clients. Again, you can text him 602-558-8585. And then WVWTVstore.com, emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds, including gas masks. And I never thought those would sell the way they have. I knew they would sell to a segment of our population that watches, but my, we have had to reorder multiple times. These are the same gas masks that many Israelis use. They're made by an Israeli company. You'll find them on our website, wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. These are just a few of the ways you can support us. And, of course, wvwfoundation.com. Hey, mark your calendar now, won't you, for December 2nd and 3rd, two-day special event celebrating the 30th anniversary of my organization, Worldview Weekend. I held Worldview Weekend conferences in over 300 locations throughout America. We're celebrating 30 years this year with a two-day live streaming event, December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a lot of special guests, General Michael Flynn, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Patrick Woods, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Dr. Peter McCullough. A lot of very special presentations will be brought to you that day. Annie Cyrus will be in studio along with Leo Holman. You can check it all out, live streaming it at worldviewtube.com. But in the meantime, thank you for your support at wvwfoundation.com. So next time I'm Brandon House, may God save America. Take care.